Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Monkey Cold Radio. I'm your host, Don McGuire, being joined by my sidekicks, Randy Marshall, 187, and the one and only, and the return of Crazy Stein. What's up, Crazy Stein? How you been, brother?
I've been doing a lot better than what I have been. You know, can't complain. Life's been all right so far. I haven't died yet.
Brother. You know, that's a good thing, homie. That's a good thing. Randy, I'm glad you put things together.
Yes, sir.
Coming together. We're going to create a new aspect for the monkeys, a new aspect for the fans, the cult. Bring everybody together once a week and show a little love and shed a little light on them. On the line with us is the one and only Mr. Nate White of Nate White Meets. Welcome, Nate, to the show. Nate, what's happening, brother?
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
I haven't had you yet, bro.
Hey, but if you got your red panties on, you might get an opportunity.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'll have to get a link to your house a little bit later.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man.
You might
want to
watch a booty hole on that one. Because
hey, I think his mama would want it more. But
hell, man,
I don't want that. Disney, you know, Nick and Nate's mom, and what I really love is the mayhem chihuahua.
Holy shit. Oh, you see what I got to deal with, Nate? You're in the world of the business. You're in the world of, you know, artistry. But you chose an aspect that is truly tremendous because there's more facets to you than most people would ever understand. I know you in the real. I've known you for quite a time. You know, what does it mean now for you to finally have these three albums mixed, mastered, and ready to go on?
Oh, man, dude, it's a relief. Dude, like, seriously, it's business now, though. Now it's just getting it out there and, you know, getting out as much as I can and doing things of that nature. Still actually meeting with the guy, the artist, Thursday to finish the album artwork completely. So it'll be ready to rock really soon, man, for sure.
Yeah. You know, I don't see it be fitting for me to start the return of Crazy Stein, the welcoming of Monkey Cult Radio, and my homeboy, you know, Nate White being on the show. I think I'm going to take tonight's show a little bit sideways, and I think I'm going to play an unknown artist, man. This dude is really, really cool. It's a little bit different, a little bit eclectic. I don't know. Eclectic to me. But I think the monkeys need to hear it, and I think we need to share this further. So we're going to play a little bit of this. We'll be back very, very shortly. If it would play.
Thank you.
that was dope.
I like that.
Yeah, that was real dope.
I love all kind. I love beats.
I hope everybody had their days out for that one. I felt like I was in a rave. Somebody put something in my drink. I'm seeing colors.
What down do bail on him? He said, "Oh man, I'm out of here."
You there, Nate?
I'm here. I was wondering if Don bailed on us.
Don.
Don McGuire, sir.
We're going to need you back on the radio.
Yeah. We're probably talking over the song right now. He's probably kicking it, just listening to it, like, oh, thinking nothing's wrong, you know. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to let the song play for like 6 minutes. He don't even know he's not even, like, connected to it.
I think he's taking a bong hit.
Maybe. That's possible.
He's upside down in the corner somewhere, just ripping on something real hard. He comes back, hair all flipped in the air. He's like, how you guys doing, man? What happened? Oh, shit.
And Nate.
Yeah.
I got kicked off my own crap, bro.
Huh?
I got kicked off my own show, bro.
What?
Yeah.
Like a Zucker band?
No. No, bro. I guess it's a storm, man. But, you know, I want to get back. I don't know where you guys were because I had to fall back in like twice, you know, to get back into my own show. Thank God I was fast enough for it to cancel. But I want to get Nate's thoughts on Diddle's here, Pump and Stump, man. Nate, can you see you doing a correlation with him?
With me doing a correlation with Diddle Ships?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm down. I'm down for anything. You know, you just never know with me. I'm telling you.
Right? The collab would be sweet. The collab would be dope, bro.
I'm digging the dubstep, man. Dubstep's kind of. It's for bass head. Like bass.
Hey, I want to take a minute. Oh yeah, but you know, hey, you're in a rock and roll world, man, living the rock and roll dream. You know, I like giving you a bad time. If people don't know, me and Nate are homies in real life. We kick it at the studio on Wednesdays when I don't flake on it. And Nate's been in the scene and in the business for quite some time now. Nate, what's it like for you to be with, like, Jim Wersch and work around people like that? What does it mean for you, and what did it mean in that aspect of your career, that time that you were, you know, finding yourself in the industry?
Well, working with Jim Wersch was phenomenal, man. You know, he's produced Ink Abyss, Fiona Apple. I mean, you know, the list goes on and on. That guy's amazing, though, just to work with. Like, he really knows his thing. You know, he's an artist himself, you know. And, you know, just a gentleman, too, man. The guy, never met a nicer guy. I really anticipated, you know, meeting, like, you know, a top 10 producer back then. You know, it was like wondering if he's going to be an asshole or not, man. That guy was legit, like, so polite, man. You could tell he's from the Midwest, I think. But he was amazing for sure. I'd love to work with him again. I'm actually from Sandusky, Ohio, and he's got a studio now in Cleveland, and it's super dope too, man. I really want to go up there and do some work with him as well again.
That'd be dope, man. You know the only thing I hate about Ohio, bro?
The Browns?
It's the Buckeyes.
Aww. I'm from Ohio here. Come on.
I love the Browns, man, and they suck every fucking year, man. I'm so it's so stupid. Anyway, let's talk music. I don't want to talk about Baker maybe next year. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Man, you know, Nate, I kind of brought you in a weird world, man, a world that very few were brave enough to watch. That only a select, you know, minute aspect of the people that join this walk truly make it all the way through. And two of my homies that are on the show tonight are two such individuals. You know, Randy, what was it about you that had you instilled, had the, you know, gave you the urgency or the thoughts to create an aspect that truly was dedicated to Jason Mayhem Miller and still instill the thoughts and the capabilities of correlating the masses with the monkeys? Because the monkeys truly are an aspect and entity of their own. How hard is it for someone like you to truly keep on top of that and maintain a regular daily, you know, chill to your life, bro?
Man, dude, it's like a 16-hour-a-day job sometimes. I think the show side of it was probably came more from I'm always trying to think of ways to bring everybody together, bring everybody closer. I've been in other groups on social media. 9 times out of 10, it's fighting, it's arguing, it's politics, it's all things that have everything but unity. And because of that, it's like the members don't really stay active. But the way we treat things, we're trying to be personal with everybody. We're trying to be more of a family. And our main goal is to support Mayhem. And
yeah,
there's actually a lot of surprises coming real soon, probably January, February, that I or nobody else is probably really at liberty to speak on, but there's going to be some really big news coming, and people are going to see Mayhem again like they saw him in the days of Bully Beatdown and when he was in UFC and when he was what's that show called? The Ultimate Fighter, where he was one of the coaches.
Oh, yeah.
It was called The Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah, it was called The Ultimate Fighter, bro.
Okay, I thought so. I just didn't want to say the wrong thing.
Oh, just admit, you're high, bro.
Is that right? Who didn't know that?
I just fucking admit you're high.
Okay, everybody, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to sound all professional here, but I'm fucking high, man.
Bro, when ain't I?
You know, right? I think this is an opportunity. I think this is an opportune moment for Martin Luther King to step up, if he would, man. Is Martin Luther King in the building?
Well, Martin Luther King, see if he's here. Hello, this is Martin Luther King.
Hey, you know, Martin, I heard you had a dream, bro.
I did. I had several dreams that day, and I decided to say the one that was the purest to the heart, when I should have said the one that was, how can I say, the realest. And that is, we need to get our shit together, or people will be taking our asses out left and right.
That's probably the truth.
You know, I got to agree, man. You know, last time Martin Luther King was on my show, he was smacking Nick Diaz's mama's ass. So it was a better outing today, man. You know, the cool thing about the show, this platform that we're creating, we're trying to show that the correlation of the cult is truly a mass of great people, of tremendous success, of tremendous accolades, and, you know, walks of all life. And like I said, Nate, I know I brought you now on kind of a strange show. You already know Randy, you were already dealing with strange anyway. But I think we need to play. We keep telling everybody you're a fucking artist, man. You live in the 417. So I think we need to let them hear a little bit of their music. You know, why don't you give me a little feedback on Crow Creek, bro, and the Crow Creek Massacre, and what your thoughts are on that before I play it.
Oh, it's fucking heavy. it's about, I read this National Geographic article. They literally found this big, huge grave of bones and were doing excavating on it and stuff and dated it back to like the 1300s. And they came up with this analysis and hypothesis that there was this mid-Missourian Indian, like if there was like six or seven tribes that all were peaceful, lived around each other, right where the Mississippi and Missouri meet. And there was this another Indian tribe coming from up north, and were taking their land. And there was a big drought and everything, and so their land was kind of a big fucking deal, seeing how you grow food on it and shit. So what the Mid-Missourian tribes did is they got together and decided to essentially go kill every single person in this northern tribe that was working their way down. And so that's what they did. And they said that like 90% of all of the bodies they found and the research they did were either scalped or dismembered in some way. So it was straight up genocide, Indian genocide. Like, but you can take it whichever way it is. That's exactly what it's about. So enjoy.
Right. All right. We'll be right back, man. We're going to put this in its entirety because Nate's family and family gets that preferential treatment on Monkey Cole Radio.
Track over.
No, I don't know what the hell is going on, dude. I can't even like hear the track. It's like beep 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 beep. It's like in and out.
That was good.
Yeah, it's dope. You can't hear it as well when you're on this side of things.
Yeah, I don't know the other side.
Oh, I heard it pretty damn good.
I should totally send you that album, man. You fucking dig it, for sure.
I'm thinking Don's probably calling back in again.
Yeah, he could be like, to kick me off my damn
show.
Nah,
man, I was on mute, bro. I don't know what happened there, dude. It was like, at the end, it kind of just like started to screech out. I don't know if the studio was having difficulties or if it was just the quality of the MP3 or the generic hack, you know, phone, iPhone that you got from China, Nate.
Dude, you fucking crazy.
iPhone from China.
Hey man, it's a crazy world. I just live in it. That's all I know. You know, I apologize to you, brother. I don't know what happened. If it was a studio, because you know we all gotta do it anyway. They require me, you know, so I better do it anyway. So my listeners on iHeartRadio or the Univision, please download this episode. The more you download, the more we get played in succession next week. You know, to CastBox, download, 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 show the love. Last music show we did was 300-something thousand plus live listeners. We got a call on the line. Let's go ahead and take that caller. You're on Monkey Cult Radio. How can I help?
This is Danielle DeVore, monkey number 107.
Hey.
What's up? How you doing?
Doing great. How are you guys?
All right, all right.
We're talking about phones from China and shit. on the show with us is Nate White from Nate White Music. If you have any questions, man, you want to ask him or you? Hit up Crazy Stein or 0187. Now it's your opportunity.
It's been a long time. I used to watch him and Randy Marshall do antics in the chats all the time and all that stuff.
And we were good at it, too.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, what's it like for you to have the monkey cult and the correlation of the friendship combined and equated from the different groups, and what's it mean to you to have that aspect and be able to, you know, divulge and convert yourself into Mainhammer?
Well, you know, for me, it's kind of like, you know, it's one of those rare places on the net where you can meet people from pretty much any part of the globe, and any time of the day or night, if you're having, like, something go wrong in your life or whatever, there's generally somebody that's there that will talk to you and just, you know, kind of be there, whereas other groups are just kind of like, you know, in their own thing, or it's constant fights or this, that, or the other thing. I mean, for me personally, I've had, like, some crappy health things, and any time I post in the group, like, things going on with, like, doctor's appointments or whatever, there's always somebody there to pipe up and just say, hey, you know, I hear you, and, you know, what can we do? And it's just an amazing group of people that were kind of pulled together by, you know, just Mayhem Miller and the Bully Beatdown thing, but it became kind of a family of sorts, like a giant friendship network, so to speak. And so it's really a unique and special place.
Yeah,
amen
to
that one.
Yeah, for sure.
The thing I think we can all agree upon is that the uniqueness about the group, the cult, is everybody comes from a different walk of life. So
yes,
being in that aspect, you if you open yourself up, you know, there's doctors, lawyers, you know, nurses, whatever, you know, in there, but you can open yourself up, and a person that feels that they're on your level and can correlate with you, they do. And that has to be a tremendous aspect, knowing that no matter what, you have a huge family to share your struggles and your triumphs.
You know, I don't think there's really another group of people like that. I mean, it's almost like this connection brought a whole bunch of people together that are just honestly good people. And, you know, I know that the cult gets a lot of flack for, like, kissing Mayhem Miller's ass and all this other stuff, but it's not that. It's the fact that, you know, we all had this co-interest that brought us together. So it's, you know, yeah, he's like the Monkey King or whatever, but that's not like, he's not actually a king, of course, and that type of thing. It's just, he had this show and brought an attention to MMA to a lot of people that didn't know about it. And so a lot of people became fans of him and the show, and then kind of fans of each other is the way I'll put it. Because, you know, anytime you have like, okay, say for instance, somebody is going to college and they have a event for their graduation and they post in one of the pages that, hey, I don't know if I have anybody that are going to be coming to like my show or whatever. Does anybody live nearby? Can you come to the show? And monkeys have shown up to events for people all over the country.
That's dope. You know, and I could speak for Mayhem himself, as I speak with him quite a bit as of late. But the thing of it is he said that what he realized and made his heart, you know, kind of dig it, was that the cult became a thing of its own. It became its own entity. It became its own realm, its own world to itself. In other words, yeah, he follows the cult. He's part of the cult. He's the creator of the cult. And these people, you know, admire what Mayhem's done in this sport. But what he likes is that you've become completely self-sufficient. Would you say that's a fair analogy when it comes to football?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last bit. Kind of broke up.
I said, would you say that's a fair analogy when it comes to speaking of the monkey cult?
Yes, I think so, because it's kind of, I would say, like, the best way I would describe it is, you know, when you're an artist and you create a piece of art, and that piece of art affects other people and brings out emotions and memories and feelings and everything, and the word of it spreads. So the same thing happened with the monkey cult. Like, you know, people kind of heard about it and didn't know what it was, so interest was brought up about it. Then they joined and they actually started seeing the people in there and the people that, you know, give it life, so to speak. And so it's just kind of this community almost.
That's so dope. Oh, it makes absolute
sense.
Randy? Crazy
Stein? Yes, sir.
Anything you want to add to it, man? Go ahead,
brothers.
Go first, Crazy.
Well, you go ahead and go first.
I guess I just want to agree with what Danielle's saying. Like, if there's something that, like, you could be the person that has 10,000 friends, you could be the person that has one friend, but if you go to the monkey chat or you go to one of the monkey groups or you go anywhere that monkeys are and you show them something that you're just really proud of and that you want to share with people, they're the first ones there to support you and tell you good job. Somebody passes away in your family, they're going to be the first ones there to talk to you, and like she said, it's 24/7. It could be 3-4 o'clock in the morning. There's always somebody there because there are members from Uruguay, there's members from Japan, Puerto Rico, you name it. We have monkeys all over the whole planet. And the main
China.
China. Yeah, we have Chinese monkeys. But we we look out for each other, and it's real. It's not like sometimes I catch myself and I'm like, man, I'm taking this internet shit too serious. But then I stop and I think to myself, but these are like actual legit, genuine people, and they actually care about each other. And and we're there for each other, like, no matter what. It's not about self when you're a monkey. It's just being a monkey. It's like a monkey party 24/7. We got the
exactly.
memes. We got the memes, the gifts, emojis. What says
yeah.
you, Mr. Crazy Stein?
See, I really haven't been like on there for a little while, just like say pretty that much about it. But when I was a part of it, you know, there was a lot of people that spread love and people that did care, you know. But then, you know, you also have, you know, people that didn't, you know, how can you say, thought, you know, my heads would clash. But that's
yeah.
with anybody. That's with
yeah.
any group.
Family fights, bro.
But it's like rubber bands, man. It all comes drawing back after it stretches out.
And see, like, I did some, you know, I can't say some crazy ass shit in there. Excuse me. And I did, you know, if I offended anybody while I did it, I'd like to apologize for it. Because
hey.
I did some. Say some stupid shit.
Hey, life is life, brother. Hey, we got two more callers. I'm going to add them. I guess we're going to have a monkey party, and then we'll get back to Nate White. Sorry about that one. Caller, you're on Monkey Cult Radio. Hello? I guess they didn't want to talk. Let's go ahead and answer the other one. You're listening to Monkey Cult Radio. Hello?
I hear something.
So,
yeah, there's kind of like a static in the background or something.
Yeah.
Caller, are you there?
Turning real low.
I can't hear him. Try to call back. Well, man, not my loss. Callers, call back in. Get you on the show. You know, I think it's... Somebody called right back in, so let's go ahead and jump to the phone lines again. Caller, are you there?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
What's up?
How are you doing?
It's Crimson Tide. How you doing?
Chilling. What's up, Monkey?
Hey, nothing. Hey, Ryder, I'm glad you're back.
I'm back somewhat.
Well, it's nice to hear your voice.
Thank
How are
you
guys, Randy and Don?
I'm
Great.
Good. I'm just worried about my guest and his iPhone from China.
We
hey,
have
the China the China monkeys are called pandas, okay?
That's right.
And you know they're the ones that put the iPhone together.
Correct.
We got two monkeys on the show now. Well, actually, we got five monkeys on the show, but
mm-hmm.
You know,
I got a question for your guest Nick.
Nate, the other Diaz brother.
Like, what inspired him to take his journey even farther in the music than what he was wanting to go?
Well, when I was working with Jim, I was in a band called Brand of Freak, and we were opening up. We were touring around the Midwest and everything. After a show, our guitar player slapped our drummer, so we kind of decided that's not the best idea to go on tour with this guy. And he was the creator of that band. They were from Arkansas. They kind of hired me on and rewrote their album. Then we worked with Jim Ward, all that stuff. So that was like 4 years ago. So once that scratched, dude, you know, what wants me to take it to that next level is because I love music, man, and that's what I want to get. I want to make a career of it. I don't want to. I mean, I got a 40, you know, a full-time job right now and three kids, man. I mean, this isn't going to – this isn't what I want to do to show my three kids, hey, this is what your dad does. I make music. I think I'm best at that. I think that that's what inspires me to keep going. I want to do – I'm only on this planet, this big old rock, one time. So if I can do what I love to do, that's what I'm going to do. And as long as I can provide for my kids. So,
right.
I mean, that's what pushes me.
Thank you for answering that question.
Yeah, man.
You know something that I don't think I mentioned? Is that Nate wrote the intro song.
Awesome.
Yeah, he recorded that on short notice.
Oh, that's cool.
Very awesome.
Native.
Hey,
what do y'all
homies, right?
Right? Hey, what do y'all think of you know, the correlation, the creation of Monkey Cult Radio now that we got you on the show?
Probably easier to call a name.
Caller. We'll go with the caller first.
Heather?
Do what now? What was the question?
I said, what do you guys think of the creation of Monkey Cult Radio, and what do you think of that aspect being included now in Monkey Cult?
Well, like, every aspect of Monkey Cult is important to me because the people that make up that group of people, the family, it's amazing. And Monkey Cult Radio, wasn't that like on SoundCloud or something a while back, and it had like songs and stuff on it? I tried to look for it, I couldn't find it, but so now we've got like a Facebook page and it's Monkey Cult Radio. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Or this? Okay, dude.
Where you are right now.
I can almost figure that out. Okay, so this is really fun. This is interesting, and it's got like everybody up and you know, in the biz and checking out what's going on. So I think that things are probably gonna hopefully go back to the old ways, the old crazy ways, and, you know, get some interesting phone calls going and, I don't know, just get things rolling. I can't be.
I'd actually like to add something. In regards to numbers, in a lot of the posts, I'm seeing people asking either what are numbers or how do you get numbers? And I guess while we have people listening, what basically Mayhem has homework. The homework could be active in the group. He may ask you questions and you may have to solve a riddle. You may have to do many things. But okay, in order for him to award you with a number, I could tell you that being active, coming to us saying, hey, what can I do? How can I be a part of this? Like that, some of us are out getting guests. Some of us are writers. There's each and every person has their own things that they do. And after a while of those kind of things, then Mayhem kind of comes in and says, hey, you look like a 0187, or you look like a 007, or you look like a 3.14. And then you get that number. But it's definitely something earned. And to somebody that's not familiar with monkeys, it sounds like you don't really understand it. But when you've been a part of it for a while, and it just, you're like, man, I want a number, because it's actually, I don't know, it's kind of cool. And you actually kind of get to pick your own number, too, which is double cool.
Is it like our patent number?
Well, like some numbers, people have given me their number. And then I'll go back and say, hey, Mayhem, what do you think about this person and this person? These are the numbers they like. And then I'll explain to him, hey, they've been helping with this, or they've been doing that. and he'll say, okay, great, or yes, or whatever. And so pretty much if it comes time that you're going to be getting a number, you can actually make a suggestion and pick your own number.
Because there's been to where people have waited 5 to 6 to 7 years to get a number. And
that's the truth.
All I got is time. So I'll wait patiently.
Because sometimes with Jason Miller, you know, it could be the patience he's looking at you at, or why you're there. What's the reason why you're there? You know, he watches. So that's the thing to that.
Because monkey is life.
And he does
like
always watch.
He's like Santa Claus, man. He's like a fucking Santa Claus.
And people do need to straight up understand that. Just because you do not see Jason on the page and anywhere else, I can tell you that is a internet mother fool. There we go. I kept that PG-13.
That's why I call him Santa Claus, bro. Because he knows when you're sleeping. He knows when
that's
you're
the
awake.
Way I gotta be too sometimes, man. Cause if I get on the net, sometimes I like to go a little crazy, but I tend to calm that down. Because I can get my ass my butt in some trouble with the way they
yeah,
right.
I understand that.
Well, hey, I think we need to jump back a little bit and play a little bit more Nate White if y'all are cool with that.
Man,
Nate,
you ain't got 100%. Don't worry about me.
Hey, I apologize on the last song. Hopefully
no, for real, man.
Oh, I know, but I just want to jam up some more. Hey, and just to let you know, man, I think you caught it, but on 73 Degrees, bro, you sent me a 59-cent sampler, but then you sent me the other one that I just found and got it downloaded. So here we go.
Inside the pain, what's the overflow? Besides the control. Lay me down once and let me at your face. Deep within my cavernous brain. With my heart attacked, it's more like vertigo. It's unexplained. What's that in a color wheel? I never thought I was such a state of brain. What's that? Feeling stuck, so I'll grow mouth. The devil feel like death. It commenced, oh really, nice to finish level one. When the fuck did it come? You want some fucking bullshit? You are a fucking dick to me. You'll never take this as it.
With my heart attacked, it's more like vertigo.
Chat right now, and then they're saying this music is that all that guy Nate White, and somebody answered and said yes, and he said if this is, they are badass. So they apparently think you're badass.
That's always
the
plus,
bro. I taught him how to sing, man.
Yeah. Yeah. What's awesome about this album is I wrote all the music, and I had what I did was after I broke up with Brandon. Well, I didn't break up. Me and the drummer left the band, so we broke up, disbanded, and I decided to work with everybody who's influenced me on the stage that I've seen play. Good friends of mine that showed me how to play guitar, showed me how to play bass. You know, I grew up on saxophone, so it was a whole new thing when I got in my late teens and 20s learning guitar and bass and all that. So, and that now I play quite a few instruments, but the thing is I work with so many people on this album, and like that song there was one of the few that I did the guitar, the bass, the vocals, and the drummer, the old drummer from Brand of Freak, actually is the drummer on that last track, Untitled 73 Degrees. And dude, he rips, dude. His feet are so money. Oh, man. His name's Matt Browning. Shout out to him, dude. He's a badass. But each one of these songs on these albums, you know, like the Crow Creek Massacre, there's a guy named Chris Davis. He works in Branson and does a lot of stuff down there in the Ned Flanders Vegas. And but he makes a career out of it, you know, and that's what I want to do. I want to make a career out of what I do best, and this is what I feel I do best. So I've worked with all these different people, and it's truly a blessing. It's so much better than having a band of four big egotistical maniacs, dude. It's retarded. I'll never do that again.
Yeah. You know, what I think is unique about this whole three-album deal, three-album drop, is you did something most artists won't do. You collabed with 25-plus artists, am I correct? And that's something that's truly unheard of in the business.
Yeah, 33 different musicians on a total of 50 tracks, man. It's killer. And they're all different, dude. They're one. Each album is its own entity. So kind of unique for sure.
I'm glad I taught you how to sing. Go ahead, Charles.
I got a question for him.
Yeah, yeah.
What is your mindset like before you hit the stage? Before you go live,
that's when I change. That's when I don't have to go to a doctor for somebody to tell me I got multiple personalities, man. When I get on stage, oh, I'm Nate White. when I'm in the studio and I'm producing or doing business, man, I'm Nathan White. That's just the way it is, dude. It's just two different people, man. And
actually three, bro.
The second song on the album is called Space Cowboy Jason Jones, and it's all about how different it is being when I'm getting ready to get on stage. Like, for instance, when we opened up for Static X and Head PE, oh, dude, I get so fucking pumped. Like it is the most exhilarating thing in the nation to do. Like, I love entertaining, man. That's what I love to do. That's it.
What was one of the most messed up situations you ever been in on stage?
That was that same exact show. There's like, oh man, I've opened up, you know, we've opened up for 9 Inches of Blood, for Clutch, for a whole bunch of different bands. But that show with Static X was so freaking crazy. We played with this band called In Vitro. Now, my favorite band in the nation, and they're no longer because the lead singer died, is a band called Snot. They put out one album, and I could listen to that nonstop all day, every day. So I go up to this member of In Vitro, and I say, hey, do you know where we can hang our banner? And I happen to be wearing a Snot shirt. And he looks over at me, and he goes, hey, that's me right there. I looked down at my shirt. I was like, Mikey? It was Mikey from Snot. Dude, it was so, like, I don't get starstruck often, but, dude, woo-wee. Man, dude. He took me on his bus. We had a good time. Yeah, I don't have fucked up situations on stage. That was probably the most fucked up thing that ever happened to me. I was just like, dude, you gotta be kidding. Like, seriously, that Snot album is top five all time, any genre. Like, it's so, you don't skip a song. It's beautiful all the way through. And God rest Lynn Street, you know?
You know, Nate, what you correlated in the industry is crazy. I mean, you've been on my regular music show backstage with Don Noir. What was it like, bro, for me to bring you on with someone like Sloan Bone?
Oh, dude, that was trippy. It was kind of funny, man. He goes, I remember it was like the whole first hour was Sloan Bone, man, talking about how he got shot, like, you know, in this hotel and, like, you know, all, like, living that lifestyle, man. It's just, and dude, everybody lives a different lifestyle, no matter who you are. So it's all respect to him, no disrespect at all. But, man, his story was, like, people listening to him that were into him probably turned it off right when Don asked me, you know, who's influenced you the most? Who's influenced you the most? And then I'm like, my mother did. I love her so. She treated me so great. You know, like, all these other dudes are like, oh, damn, hell no, I'm going to turn this shit on. Boom. You know, like.
But, it was unlike
yeah, that was hilarious, dude. But that was awesome, man.
Dude got shot 5 times and fell from the third-story balcony.
And I know, and my story seems so pointless after that.
Like, how do you fucking follow that? You know, blown in harmony, getting shot 5 times, falling 3 floors, and talking about, all I wanted was a drink, so my girl gave me a drink. Next thing I know, the water's pouring out of my stomach. You know, it's like, I'm a boy.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Nate White. I'm from Missouri.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
I don't know what this shit is, man. I just found it, Nate. And it says, because I word stuff pretty crazy in my studio, because I deal, people think I just deal in the sports industry, and they don't really realize that I deal a lot in the music industry also. But I've got this, I want to play it, but I don't know if it's you, but it says Nate Shit Brickhouse. So I don't know what it is.
Oh.
It's shit, a minute and 57 long.
I don't know, man. It's off the new album. I don't know whether it's the mastered version or the version I gave you. I don't know.
Now, your album, man.
On that, I apologize. I tried to mute everybody to see what the situation is. Obviously, it's in the studio. Nate, there's three different aspects to you as an artist. How
there's
hard is it for you to? Well, the three that I know.
No, I know.
Consider you. You know, I don't get into the formalities of that aspect of you, though. But you know.
I'll be stripping on the weekend.
Yeah. Nate White, the pole dancer.
Hey.
What's he go by?
Oh, man. What's he go by, Nate? No, I'm joking. I got to give you shit, homie. You know, I wanted Nate on our first show because, Nate, I don't even know how long I've known you now. You know, I've watched
years,
you grow.
Man.
Fuck, I know, right? Don't give away our secret, but I've watched you grow for many years. And, you know, I think these three albums that are coming out are going to throw the industry for, a sideways lean, I guess you'd say, because theoretically Nate White's known as this dude that's heavy metal grunge coming off the hardcore, but you show three different retrospects on these three different albums that you've got coming out that are ready to go. What was it that had that mindset correlated to showing a different side of Nate White and creating three different albums?
Well, dude, I love every style of music. I'm not a huge country fan, no offense to anybody, but I love everything, man, for real. Like, there's not one thing.
What?
So, what I like, though, isn't so much. It has nothing to do with that, man. When I sit down and write a song, I know that a heavy song is going to go on this album, or this song is going to go over here. Like, I've written some beautiful instrumentals, and they're not going to go on that heavy album, so they're going to go on something else. And you know, the third, fourth, fifth aspect of what I've got, that's just a mystery, man. I figure why try to hit one market when you can hit them all and without flooding the market? That's the biggest trick. So I've got tricks and treats
Oh, I hear you, man. Hey, Randy, you guys got any for Nate? Man, I don't want to take too much more of his time. That Lubader moment is upon us.
Well,
I want to hear some more crazy stuff.
Forget
well,
crazy, man.
Well, I've got a question. Like, where are we going to be able to buy your albums out at when they do come out?
Well, that's a good question. Right now, like I said, I'm meeting Thursday with the artist to finalize the vinyl artwork, and I'm going to order those, and I'll make them available. I'll have a link either through Bandcamp or my website, which you could go to it, but it's not up to date yet. But you can hit me up on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, all those things. And when I've got, I'm only running a short run of these right now because I wish they were nationwide, but you know what? I don't have the fundage. So it's going to be if you really dig it, you can buy it. And if people buy it, then I'll make some more. And if somebody else wants to buy it, they can buy it. But where they're going to be available, I'll let everybody know. You know, if you follow me in any sort of social media, you'll have a link to buy them for sure. But as far
I
as
definitely want to order one.
Yeah, for sure. I think vinyl's really kick ass, man. I'm a big vinyl freak, dude. So, I have a ton of vinyl, and nothing's gonna make me feel better than getting this on vinyl. I'm gonna have a vinyl release party and try to have like 15 to 20 of those people that help me do these. And have one big show here in town and kind of kick it off with that release. And then once I release it there, I'm going to, you know, release it digitally somehow in some way. I just am not sure yet on that aspect.
That you know, Nate has a rap side, Crazy Stein, I can get
you your own copy, digital copy, tomorrow if you want, really, and Randy.
Hey, I appreciate that.
Seriously,
you want to order a copy of your vinyl?
I'd rather put money into your pocket, sir.
Oh, man, it's my kids' pockets, but thank you.
That's what I'd rather do.
For real.
Hey, you guys want to hear Nate rap?
Oh, hell
do it, Nate.
Ow.
My homeboy's sick, man. I'm telling you.
Dude, you gotta keep that on the rest, man. Why are you telling everybody about that already?
Man, the best thing.
30-second clip.
Hey, you gotta watch him, Nate.
Is watch Nick and Nate Diaz rap GIFs. They do that.
Do they take their red panties and make it into a bow? That's what I want to know.
They wear these little skimpy dresses, and they dress up like their mother, and they each wrap a gift, and they each touch each other every night for seven days.
Oh, Jesus.
Man, here's another little secret about Nick and Nate is I actually used to work for them when they sleep in the same bed because their mother deprived them. But, you know, they didn't think it was gay sleeping north-south, but I had to tell them a little bit different, you know. But on the real though, I really did fucking work for them. I was their gym photographer. I was in charge of their apparel line. I got two things to say. Fuck you, Nick, and Nate. You know, on that note, that's really all I got to add to it. I want to hear Nate rap some more, so I got another little snippet of Nate rap.
Oh, hell no, man. No, dude, what are you talking about? I ain't doing it. No. Oh, yeah.
Oh, are you homie? Get it?
Yeah. Nick and Nate scrap their balls with a car. Yeah.
I make music. I make music and sing rock and roll, man. I mean, I love rap, dude. MF Doom, big shout out to that dude. I love me some MF Doom. I mean, yeah, dude. I'll make the beats. Other people can rap.
You're talking about
it's a style of its own.
You're talking about Nick and Nate laying in the same bed together and everything, and that's just a sick image that, you know, that just gets stuck in your damn head. with them, they probably did sleep like side by side to keep each other warm and cuddle and shit. And they probably get stuck together every now and then, you know, in their own little sick, demented ways.
Yeah. Well, Crazy Stein, you can't call me Nate if you don't like Nate, the other Nate, so much. You just call me like Whitey or something.
Well, I'm talking about the Diaz's.
No, I know, the Red Panty Boys.
Yes, the Red Panty Boys. Yes.
It's Red Panty Wednesday.
They wear that with honor.
Hey, you know what I heard? Those red panties double as like a slingshot to throw water bottles.
Oh, damn.
Well, that's how they say they got the biggest junk down there, and, you know, they put water bottles down there, and that's how they stuff it.
Didn't they chuck some of those at Mayhem and Conor McGregor?
Yeah, ball taps, the water bottles, yes.
Damn.
Oh, that's crazy. You know, we're going to kind of have to wrap things up here in a minute, but to any of the callers, if there's anything you want to ask of Nate White or anything you want to add to the show before we kind of get wrapping things up here, we'll start with Danielle. You got anything you want to ask of Nate?
No. Do you plan on having your album available for download as well as vinyl?
No, yeah. Once I release it on vinyl, like if you buy a vinyl, you'll get a free digital download and a couple
awesome.
Other cool things. So, yes, and once I release those vinyl, I'm going to make it available somehow, some way across the digital world for sure.
Cool.
Yeah, you know, one thing that's cool about it is me and Nate probably live about, I don't know, 15 miles apart, something like that. So whenever it's ready, I'll let the monkeys know. I'll post it on all sites, everything. You know, Nate, it was a tremendous, you know, honor for you to be on the show with the return of Crazy Stein.
It is an honor for you having me. Oh, I love being on here, man, with you and Crazy Stein. Oh, the rest. You know, I mean, nothing but love.
I got to admit, man, I kind of apologize. Like I said earlier, you know, I put you on a show with Sloan Bowen. I put you on shows with, many other different
Swamp.
Artists. But,
yeah.
Yeah, I put you on with Swamp, too.
With a country rap artist.
Oh, snap.
That was fat, dude. I had never heard that before in my life, dude. But apparently, it's picking up like fucking hotcakes.
Dude, they're getting millions of views.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's crazy, man.
Hip hop, man. It's making its name on the scene.
You guys want to hear a little bit of it?
The best person that makes hotcakes is Nick Diaz's mom. She makes the best ones. Right after the morning, you know, you're fudding it, you know, and you're waking them both up in the middle of the night, and they're pounding on the door, hey, man, can you keep it down? And they don't know who's in there, you're thumping it. But, you know, you get those pancakes, you know, and you eat one of them in front of them, and they don't know what the fuck to say.
Better have my bean pies ready.
Right?
You know. Oh, crap. Oh, you know, since White Nate brought up Swamp. sense of like, hey, bro, that was fun. You know, I kind of dig on his music a little bit. We're going to wrap things up here shortly, but I'm going to play a little bit of Swamp for you guys. So, you know, I got to show some love, man.
You better wrap it up.
Oh,
hell yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Here we go.
Where I come from, people always get money. Turn to 4 to week and Friday, all the way to Sunday. Got the cooler in the back, find the party, call your buddy. You know it's going down, cause we turn on like no other. I said where I come from, people always get money. Turn to 4 to week and Friday, all the way to Sunday. Got the cooler in the back, find the party, call your buddy. You know it's going down, cause we turn on like no other. Ride around town with the radio.
Grab a chain in case we're getting stuck, we roll.
Never ever ride low, never real fast, never ever drive slow. Souped up toys, they all roll cold.
That's enough of Swamp.
Wow.
Yeah.
I about to go outside. And just, I was about to go outside and just, you know, walk up on somebody like Grand Theft Auto all of a sudden.
Yeah.
That's how that made me feel. I was about
you
to like,
car.
Like the Dave Chappelle sequel where that light popped up above his head and it said his name, where you're at and everything. I was going to imagine that and just rip somebody out of their car and just go driving around.
Yeah. You know, what I think is cool about, man, God, I love the Return of Crazy Stein. This is fucking awesome. But what I love about Monkey Cult Radio is, you know, this is our first show. We kind of had a few hiccups. I got kicked off a few times. You know, but it's live radio. You know, you got to roll with the punches. We're being broadcasted out on an FM transmitter plus 27 other platforms. So, I mean, you got to love it. You know, now Monkey's got a voice. Now they can share with the world. I can also bring on, you know, my homies like Nate White and other people from the industry. And we can all sit back and have a tremendous time and have good fun. You know, I got to admit, man, it just feels righteous right now because I've got, you know, my homies on one show, you know, correlating in with the world, not only what the Monkey Cult and Mayhem Miller means in life, but bringing on special guests like Nate White and others in the future from the industry is truly an aspect that I think will define the following, the family, and the cult in general. You know, what are your guys' thoughts, man?
Oh, I love it. It's great. Gotta love it. It's just a big family, man.
Right? What do you think, Randy?
Ain't nothing like monkeys.
Mm-mm.
That's
yeah,
real.
That's
hey, and the thing is, it's been going on, believe it or not, since MySpace, and I think even before MySpace, but I know originally there was a MySpace monkey page, then it went on to, like, Twitter, and then I'm not very good at Twitter, so... You know, that's probably something we didn't bring up. Crazy Sign and I, originally, you know, there wasn't really as many monkeys per se. They were there, but they just weren't, like, there. So we, like, went around and we riled them all up and we gave them the best meme service of all of the whole internet. And just over time, over, like, the last 4 or 5 years, they just keep coming and coming and coming. And they're all awesome people. Lots of them.
They just keep
some of them been around for 10 years, but like before me. Some been around the last 3-4 years. Some been around a couple months. But each and every one has a special place in our heart, and each one's an individual. We accept everybody for who they are. We, you know, if you have a talent, express it to us because we like to back each other up. You know, we got people that can freestyle. We got book writers. We got doctors. We got crazy steins. Like, nobody else has a crazy stein.
Uh-uh. There's people that back it up.
Oh, man. You still writing Ideas' Mama?
Man, I'm grinding that just to break it off. Look, this is Jason Mayhem Miller, okay? I had to sneak up in here, okay? And I just want to say one thing. Nick and Ideas' Mom's pussy is the best shit I ever had in my life. I put a tattoo down here, I'm right there as mine.
You gave that bitch a birthmark.
I called a monkey bite.
Oh, man. A monkey bite. Yeah, kind of hard to bite be a monkey and fight a gorilla. Anyway, that's a joke that went horribly sour. You know,
Vermin flying.
Hey, white day. Oh,
yeah,
bro. What would it mean for you to be, you know, you see me do shows with William Goldsmith, you know, formerly of the Foo Fighters. What would it mean for you to, like, do a collab with somebody like that?
Oh, that'd be awesome. That's my next step, man. I mean, for sure.
Hey, I want dibs on that collab.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Randy's on it for sure. God. Screw that
I
up.
I played a little bit.
Yeah, I can't wait for the cigarette song to come out, you know.
Oh,
what are we going to name it? Are we going to name it Darby Daddy?
No, we already did.
Just giving
remember
you 14, time, bro.
14 dimes, one to go.
Oh, damn.
We did actually name it that. That's the crazy shit.
The Diaz. Who's your daddy now?
To the monkey world, though, I am 007. You know, it took me 3.5 years and interviewing Mayhem Miller a couple times, but I finally got my number, and I'm proud to wear it. You know, we talk about collabs, and we're having a tremendous time on the show tonight. Kind of want to wrap things up, but, you know, Nate, I want to play a band. This is something new I want to add to my show. I want to play a band and get your thoughts on a snippet of their music, being that you're tremendous at what you do and your opinion matters, you know, all white lives matter. So I want to play a little snippet and see what your thoughts are. You down with that, bro?
Yes, if I can hear it, because it keeps cutting in and out. But yes, I definitely want to hear it.
Man, you got to get your iPhone from Thailand, not China, bro, Thailand. But here we go.
If you're playing your heart and soul, it's just anything you do in life. If you put your heart and your soul into it, you can tell. You know what I mean? I mean, it's gonna grab you. Yeah, man.
Grab right by
you
the.
Want to know who that was?
No,
that
I didn't
Queen
know.
Latifah.
I had no idea.
That was Queen Latifah.
Dude, she heard
Queen
Latifah. Really good. I'm digging that, man. Is she playing drums?
Hey, she's doing it all, man. She's trying to copy you, bro.
Yeah, Queen Latifah did it all, man. What she did, right? She like got everybody, held them up her dress, and like just had everybody playing all at once. She was just standing there, looking like she was doing it all. It was just all just coming out from under the dress.
That's hot. That's hot, man.
I bet it was hot. There's
a visual going right now.
Pursuing Clay.
It's hot up in her.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, shit. I had a blast tonight.
Like, say hello to my little friends. And you got an orchestra of people down there just playing guitars, drums. And then you got this little guy that sneaks out from my underarm, pit, just going,
we got another caller. I'm going to go ahead and add on the number when I have to wrap things up. Caller, you're on Local Cult Radio.
Hello?
What's up?
Hello.
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 Is that Heather?
No, it's
who
April.
Is that? Hello.
April.
Oh, it's Lexi.
No, it's April.
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 Oh, April. What's up, April?
Hello.
You were cutting out for a second.
Yeah, my phone's messing up.
Well, hey, you must be getting a knockoff phone from Nate from China. I'll tell you what, y'all.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw this phone away.
Did you get it from Build-A-Bear? Like,
get it on the white market.
Yeah,
oh, shit.
Build-A-Bear cell phone.
Yeah, instead of the dark web, it's the white web. Oh,
the white
how's
web.
It going, April?
What?
How's it going?
It's going.
On the show with us, as you know, is Nate White. Nate White Music is talking right now. Nate is a tremendous aspect in my life, and I felt it was only fitting that we brought him on the show with the return of Crazy Stein and the creation of the debut of Monkey Cult Radio. What are your thoughts of the show so far? Have you been listening? There they went. So
she must be driving to a bad area.
Yeah. You know what? Well,
Right.
You know, Nate, I want to truly thank you for coming on the show tonight, bro. You know, I've thrown you crazy situations, but you know, you've been a good sport, you've been a great brother, and even better family member to me. So I appreciate the chilledness, you know, coming on the show and, you know, sharing who you are with the cult and other aspects
of course,
this
man.
On the show.
I can't wait to see what happens next, man, with this, man. It's awesome, man. Monkey Cult Radio.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And the man that created our theme song. Well, man, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to pass the mic to you, Nate, if there's anything you want to add to the show before we kind of wrap things up, homie. The floor is yours.
Yeah, man. Thanks to all three of you, Crazy Stein, Randy, Don, all the callers, everybody for listening. Just be on the lookout, man. If you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud. I got a couple of tracks on SoundCloud you can go check out off the new album. But that album will be released very soon, and I'll let everybody know. And it's going to be well worth the wait. So, no, I just appreciate you guys having me on and share what I do. You know what I mean?
Bro, your family.
You're the boss, man. Yeah.
Do you know you and the monkey yet, Nate?
Monkey.
You's a monkey now.
SoundCloud.
I dub you White Monkey.
Oh shit, albino monkey.
There it is.
Albino monkey now.
Oh shit. You ever see the albino nickel?
No.
You see one?
No.
Oh yeah, man.
The albino niggas. For real. I had a friend.
Oh,
he allowed me to call him, you know, because he was actually African American. He's like, you call me nigga. You'd be the only white boy that could call me nigga. Because we're that close, we're like friends, right? And he was albino. And he was actually, he was white, and he had red eyes and a white fro. He looked like, and he was like 6'7". He looked like an abominable snowman. It was kind of creepy and shit. I ain't going to lie. I told him that every damn day of his life.
Damn. I feel like being on a DMT adventure every day of the week.
He's out there wandering around the United States somewhere right now.
So if you see a 6'7" albino brother, hit him crazy style, man. Let him know you found his homie. You know?
Yeah, just yell albino, and he'll know what's up.
Oh, dying. You know, I appreciate everything, man. Thank you. You've been a trooper, man. I'm going to let you stay on the show, of course, until we wrap things up. But I'm going to pass the mic to the one and only, my brother from a long time ago, Mr. Crazy Stein. Anything you got to say to the people? Say to your fans, your friends, your family, home?
Well, I just want to let them know I've been gone for a little while, but now I'm back. And I hope there's more to come of, you know, me being on the radio and also me being more proper and more unique towards you as an artist.
I think you're a very intelligent man.
Oh, yeah.
For real. I've had some really good conversations with you.
Oh, man. Tremendous memories, too. You know, tremendous memories. Randy, I'm going to pass the mic to you. Is there anything you'd like to say to our guest, Nate White?
Man, dude, it's just been a pleasure hearing your music as it's coming out, and I really want to say thank you for pulling that excellent, excellent intro together like in a day or two. Like it was just so amazing, and it came out so professional, and it's got the monkeys and all the things that like give it flavor, and I have a feeling it's going to be our intro for a long time to come. And you're just a good guy, man. I really wish the whole world knew who you were, because I have to say, man, you're a genuine cool dude.
Thanks, brother. You are too, man. And that's why I love being a part of this monkey family, for sure.
He's a cool dude.
Now you know why I let Nate be my friend.
So now,
yeah.
What are you going to do if women start sending you red panties and wanting you to sign them now?
Me? I'm going to send them to Nate Diaz's mom's house and have her sign
them. Oh, shit, man.
Oh, shit.
Hey, April wanted to offer her apologies that she said she is having bad service and her phone disconnected, but she wanted to say what's up to Crazy Stein and tell him she missed him and all that.
Oh,
and she didn't get an opportunity to, but
I'm
saying
that's a moment.
Let's get you up in the group tonight, man. Get up, pop up in there, and let's meme bomb the whole group. Meme bomb.
How am I supposed to do that, man? I gotta get me another cell phone.
I can't buy no Chinese or Thailand one.
Hey, I've got some on sale, man. I got some on sale on the white
market. Oh, yeah? I might have to hit you up on one of those. My phone's cracked.
Shit.
I ain't even going to lie.
Oh, shit.
My phone looked like the victim of a drive-by, bro.
Oh, that's so funny, bro. The victim of a drive-by. Oh, man.
Does it look like if, you know, you stuck it in Nick Diaz's mom's hoo-ha and it bit it?
Yeah, it bit my phone. And, man, there's teeth marks in the bottom.
Oh, man. You might want to get that check.
It does. Now that you say it, it does look like somebody with some big old front teeth bit it.
Oh, damn. That thing got some clams and bites and all. Oh, good God. Got eel teeth.
Oh. Oh, shit. Oh, man. I tell you what, it was priceless seeing Masvidal take on maybe his mama like that. That was tremendous. You know, I really want to correlate things. I really want to tell everybody that I'm kind of digging this aspect of the cult. Crazy Stein, you've thought of doing more radio each and every week. My show is your show, as it is the people in the Monkey Cult. You know, once again, Nate, White Nate, Albino Monkey, whatever. Bro, I just want to say that no matter what, I know I can count on you and my homie. And you can count on me. And that's what's been great about the relationship that we've had over the years is we both watch each other grow. We both watched each other become successes from an area that not very many people become prevalent. And we've
right.
both done our thing, and we both, you know, like you say, you know, good shit rises to the top, bro, and we've both done it. I truly want to see you, you know, sell a shit ton of these records. And hopefully we'll share
it.
Oh, yeah. We'll get on it in the monthly cult, sharing out the links and sharing out the love. Because one family is all you need, bro, once you're in the monkey cult. With that being said, I would like to thank everybody who tuned in tonight and listened to the show. It's a tremendous opportunity for me to represent the man, myth, the monkey, Mr. Jason Mayhem Miller. Those are my final thoughts for the night. If anybody else would like to add anything to the show before we go, the floor is anybody's.
I just want to let you know that this Crazy Time, and I'm available for more shows if you need me, sir. Because I just
week.
Sitting here and just thinking, what can happen to the earth without me, man? I don't know.
Right? Bro, the fucking internet got boring when you left, bro. I fell asleep looking at my own posts.
I can honestly say Facebook is not the same.
Oh, shit.
I need you back, Chucky Stein. I do.
Oh. We got him back. Hey, Charles, next week, same time, same place. To all the monkeys out there, keep being you. And with that being said, much love to everybody on the show tonight. We're going to take us out with our theme song that Mr. Nate White himself did for us on a short notice. Did a tremendous job. Nate, brother, I'll holler at you later. Everybody else listening, have a good night, and God bless.
red panties.